Cameron, why do you hate the 90s?
That is terrible. All right, so thank you, listeners, for listening to Amplit, episode 18. 18, right? Yeah, 18? Okay. I'm your host, Perry Moore. We're here with Travis Young.
I want to die the world's most unenviable man.
That's possible. Cameron Anderson.
Diamonds on my neck.
And Matthew Jones.
Wait, we have a podcast?
Yeah, we're still going, actually. You know, what is it, 3 weeks in a row? This is like our personal high record.
Actually,
what? I don't think this is.
I don't have the statistics to prove this.
But I don't either. But, you know what we do have statistics for? We do have statistics.
Yay!
Our podcast. I don't know. It's successful. Someone's listening to us. I don't know who. And they're not telling us. They're not sending us emails. They're not doing anything. But like,
wait, people
are, oh, they're sending me emails.
People are listening to this conversation?
Wait, but hold on. Wait, here's the thing. So as a podcast, I don't know if it's like they're getting the wrong email. Guys, our email is in the description. It's spelled out. All you gotta do is copy and paste it. You send us an email at amplit. podcast@gmail.com amplitpodcast@gmail.com It's in the description, but somehow Matthew managed to get some hate mail, and I want to hear this because he supposedly doesn't have record of it or anything anymore. Now I'm starting to believe a Manti Te'o story. I don't think it exists.
But I don't want to go first.
Oh, poor man.
Yeah, come on, Matthew. Come on. Let's hear.
I don't want to go first.
Let's hear your hate mail. None of us. No one else got hate mail. Matthew, explain your hate mail.
Because y'all didn't say anything worthy of hate mail. But I don't want to go first.
Matthew, you're talking about this hate mail
because you're racist.
Oh my gosh.
Just talk about your hate mail.
Okay.
What did it say?
Did you print it out?
No.
Everyone is waiting.
Fine. So this girl, I'm not going to say her name, she sent me a letter. Well, not a letter.
Like email or tweet? Was it an email
or
not?
It was a DM.
Okay.
I'm finna pull it up. And it says, dear, she put my Twitter name in there too, at Sir Mojo.
Okay.
What you said on your podcast, I find very disgusting. You said she first started off with the fact that I said, saying that you don't kiss girls, but you call them bitches, is really not nice at all. And I really hope my daughter never goes out with anybody or thinks of having a relationship with somebody that is like you. I hope God blesses you and you have a nice life.
Aww.
So she said.
Well, here's the kicker.
Did she say GG, bro?
Here's the kicker. I didn't know that, like, a mom was listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
This
not only is a mom listening to this podcast, but that was pretty deep, like, into the podcast. So she didn't just listen to
the
it,
beginning where Matthew's
hear something
like,
atrocious and be like, I can't listen to this. She made it all the way through.
And she probably finished the episode. So whoever you are that emailed or tweeted Matthew, keep on doing it. Keep on sending him hate mail. It's at @sir_mojo.
Wait.
At @_mojo. Just kidding. All right, so. But no, but think about it. Think of the positive. Someone listened to the podcast. Think of another positive. Our Facebook page is getting likes. People are liking it. They're passing the word on. Our podcast is getting listened to, I'm guessing, in negative aspects because no one is freaking emailing us good stuff. But
so basically what you're saying is by the end of the year, we'll all be millionaires.
Hey, in all honesty, I as of late, I've been having like what I think is a midlife crisis, and I've been contemplating.
So you're gonna die at the age of 38?
Yeah, die at the age of 38. That's my midlife crisis. But I have been thinking, just like really.
Did
like,
I get a chance to respond to it?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, let's hear this.
I'm so sorry, Matthew. I cut you off. I'm sorry. Did you respond?
No, I was gonna respond to
on
her
the podcast. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, bitch.
What?
Whoa.
Okay. No, we're really serious.
Again.
The views that I have are from life experiences. I don't just say random things just to say them. I've seen things. I don't bash women or have negative comments towards them just because I want to have negative comments. Mrs. I'm not going to say her name. That would be very disrespectful. No, but when you see certain things like one of your best friends, you go out on a double date with your best friend and his girl that he claims to be in love with, and when he goes to the restroom, his girlfriend slides you her number and says, call me while your friend isn't there. And when he comes back, you tell him, hey, this girl you with, this bitch ain't about shit. And he never talks to you again, doesn't tell you about his mom's birthday anymore. He doesn't tell you about the birth of his first son, nothing like that. You gonna have some hard feelings toward these bad bitches out here. And not bad isn't good. You gonna mean bad isn't bad. So when you see certain shit like this, when you pick up your friend because his car broke down and you pick up his girlfriend and she basically dumps him in the car talking about you're a bum because his car broke down, you gonna have some bad feelings toward bitches. So
wow.
What I also want you to do,
okay, go ahead,
is know if there's anything that you need help with and shutting up, I have a penis that can fit in your mouth that can help you shut the fuck up. Thank you.
And if there was ever a podcast that I thought would not make it, this could possibly be that one.
That was deep.
And also responding to the, because I'm assuming you're probably listening to this episode too, because you're an avid subscriber on iTunes. What you do is you find that daughter of yours and you send her to either me or Travis. You can contact us on Twitter at 2 feet tall underscore in between. No. Not the platypus.
Don't send it. Not Perry is better than me.
All right, just kidding. But thank you for listening. I'm be happy about that.
I am very grateful for your listening.
Mm-hmm. And keep on passing the word to your friends and telling that Matthew's a terrible person and he has no soul.
Yes, tell them I'm a terrible person.
At the very least, everyone's opinion is valued.
That's true. You have to also realize that it was opinionated. Of course,
yeah, I would say that monologue was on par with Shakespeare.
Anyway, so you didn't agree with Matthew's point of view. We're sorry. Hopefully, you like the other three of our opinions.
No, I'm not sorry. I shouldn't be commenting on this because it has nothing to do with me. But at least she felt like she said what she had to,
exactly,
or she had to say, and
Matthew did the same.
Yes, they did the same, and hopefully there is no hard or is hard feelings, but now we can just move on with the episode.
Oh, he'll give her a hard feeling.
Dear Jesus. Okay. Alright,
Yep,
crazy.
That's terrible. On to the next thing anyway. So, talking about opinions and stuff. I went out to Dave and Buster's just to go out with some friends and stuff. We were out and whatever. And it was a couple of us. And that's a lie. I did invite you, you liar. Anyway, so there was one actual couple. They were there together. You know, the guy took care of the girl, blah, blah, whatever. There was me. I'm a male. There was one other female. And then there was another male friend. The male friend chose and opted to not pay for just, like, little things for the girl. I understand that, like, you know, obviously you ain't gotta cater to her. Obviously she not about to put out for you at the end of the night. Obviously I understand things like that. But to me, I don't know, there's just certain levels to that. There's gentleman things, like she wanted just a drink, and like a drink is $2. And like I was like, you gonna get that drink for her? He was like, nah, I ain't got no money. So I had to obviously provide $2. Like I put in and gave I had $2. I always have cash on me. I gave $2. And I looked like the gentleman, but then it made me question what is gentleman and then what's not with a girl. Like what is it where you're just like, I'm being a gentleman. This is expected. As a gentleman, you should do these things. As a gentleman, you should handle the door for the girl, small purchases like that, etc.
A state of mind.
We can't all afford to be a gentleman, babe.
No, okay, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying pay for everything, but there's certain, like, okay, obviously you can hold the door for a girl. That costs nothing.
She can't hold the door for herself? She doesn't have arms?
No, she she can, but I mean, do you have an issue with just getting the door, holding it for her, letting her walk first, complimenting the girl, little things like that?
I don't have an issue with it. I'm kidding. Wow. I hold the door for people, not women, because they're women.
Well, of course, but I mean, Jesus Christ.
I don't have a problem with what you're saying.
But that's my question. Like, what is too far of a gentleman? Is there such a thing as too far of a gentleman?
Yes, there is.
There is? It's elaborate, Cameron.
Too far of a gentleman is when you have been whipped, ball and chain around your freaking ankle. You do things when you shouldn't have to. But you do it anyway, because you can. And they don't object to it, because it's free.
Well, I guess. In the same aspect. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let's be honest. If someone came up to you and be like, dude, we're going to eat. I'm getting lobster, caviar, and other shit. It's $50. Bro, I got you. You would not turn that down if you...
I would. I have, and I will.
Okay, but yeah, that's everyone's a problem. Different, though.
You won't take a handout.
That's not true.
Well, like, there's a certain amount of money that people are willing to say yes to and people are willing to say no to. Mm-hmm. So some people might be like, oh, $50, that's too much. Don't worry about it. I'll get it covered. And some people may be like, I just got a free fucking meal. Mm-hmm. Om nom nom nom, give me your money.
I didn't know you make that noise when you eat. Okay, but on the same aspect, here's the question that probably Matthew will be able to relate. When you do something nice for someone of the opposite sex, are you doing it because you're nice, or are you doing it with the intent of hopefully should be like, hey, this guy just bought me a $2 drink. I'm going to totally blow him in the car.
I could at least toss him. I could toss him an HJ on the way home.
Yeah, like, that was another question that passed my mind, like, because we got, like, when you were, like, not everyone's, you know, financially able to do stuff like that, and I was like, I understand that. But there's nothing wrong with doing something nice for a girl. But then it has to cross your mind, do you do nice things because you're a nice person, because you're a nice gentleman, or are you doing them, like, you know, hopefully... I do enough nice things, I flaunt enough, the girl will be like, hey, come back with me tonight.
Check out this $2 bill I'm about to
check out. Check out this $2 bill, girl. It's got red ink.
You see these hoes anymore?
It's a silverback.
I think it depends on what your relationship status is. Like, I don't think all guys do. Like, you talking about, like, with your girlfriend or something?
Well, okay. We'll cover all aspects. Girlfriend, you're single, you're trying to talk to a girl, you've been officially friend zoned by a girl, all those aspects. Matthew, let's paint the picture.
Well, I have two female friends.
Okay.
Vera and Tiana. We're friends, but I do a nice thing for them. Like, we both know it's not to be it's sick. Not because I'm trying to have sex with them, it's because they're my friends.
Okay.
But
here's the question. Okay.
But there's, like, if it's somebody that you're trying to talk to, I think it's almost understood that if it seems like you're doing overly nice things, I think both parties know that he's probably only doing this just to have sex with you.
So here's my question. If, you know, whatever your friend that you just said you have, let's say she's like, I need a ride somewhere, Matthew. You give her a ride, and if she just starts giving you road head, are you going to stop her?
Road
head. Would you be like, this is a fair trade. I'm giving you a drive. You give me head. Would you stop her?
I think Travis may have reached a level of disgusted that I've never seen him go.
That's so weird. Disgusted. I could never see any one of them doing that, so...
Okay.
I don't even have an answer for you.
I'm not saying I could never see
that ever happening.
I wasn't saying...
And to be honest, I don't even think I would even want that to happen, so okay, I'd probably...
I'm not saying them specific... Okay, what I was just trying to say was that you do something nice, and then a girl, in return, offers something of sexual advancement. Mm-hmm. Do you deny it, or like you just like, no, I'm just doing this as a friend, or do you just be like, well, if you think it's fair, then if you're down,
anybody
then I'm
except
down.
any female except for those two, I would not stop.
You said you said what?
Except for any female except for those two, I would not stop.
Okay, all right. What about you, Travis? What if you were? What if?
That's so-
what if you delivered? What if you delivered a pizza, Travis? She was like, "You brought my pizza fast, and like, get in here, and like."
Travis just said last week that would never happen.
Hey, you never know in our line of work. Apparently, you're getting DMs from hate mail. Maybe someone will order pizza and make sure it's send Travis.
I don't know.
Might be his lucky day.
I really don't feel qualified to. I mean,
qualified?
Exactly. Yes.
Qualified. You need a certificate with your name on it?
I don't know anything about romance. So.
See how much trouble you had saying that
word? I don't know. Like,
random sex has nothing to do with romance.
Okay, but I don't mean romance isn't whining and dining. I mean romance and, like, you know, physicality.
Okay. And then, all right. So Travis, let me get your opinion on something. Travis, we live in Houston, okay? I've been to a lot of nice restaurants here. There's one particular restaurant we're going to use for my example called the Grand Lux near the Galleria, okay? You take a girl to the Grand Lux. For two people, the Grand Lux is like $80, right? You know, this is off top of my head. Of course, as a gentleman, you're not supposed to show her the bill. You just pay for it. You're like, whatever. It was cool. Keep the change. You throw $100 in there. The girl's like, wow. He just took me to a nice restaurant and he got stacked. So she starts offering like sex. Do you deny it? Because you just spent $100 on her. But here's the next question. Is that kind of sort of not prostitution? Because you just paid $100 for a dinner and you get sex in return.
Well, a lot of relationships, if you want to. You know, bring it down like that involve prostitution, because, you know, guy does nice thing for girl, buys nice thing for girl, she puts out. But here's the thing. One, I wouldn't, if you take someone to the Grand Lux or whatever,
yeah,
you don't go there plutonically.
Oh, of course not.
Okay, well, so yeah.
Well, no, I can't say of course not, because, well, if you go alone, I'll say, because I've been to the Grand Lux with a group of people. I've been to the Grand Lux with like 10 people before. I don't know.
It's a restaurant like any other restaurant.
Okay, if we went to the Grand Lux and I was with some friends and there was a girl there, I would not pay for her.
You wouldn't. That's... So you believe in going Dutch if there's a bunch of friends? You're not going.
Yeah, because we're friends. We're not on a date.
Mm-hmm. Understandable. So. But you don't believe in just covering like a girl's bill? Like, hey, I got you.
No.
Then why the fuck was she with me?
What happened to equality?
I don't know. I just cover people's bills. Maybe I'm weird. I don't know.
Cover my bills. I have no problem.
I do. I don't know. All right. So, anyone else got anything to contribute, I guess, before we just segue on to the next strange anomaly?
I have an amplet fun fact.
Amplet fun fact.
I'm the only member of the Amplet cast to have his name in the title of an episode.
Okay. That's cool. All right. So, that was just disturbing. among other disturbing things this week, I'm sure you all heard about it, but you don't know, like, the pure specs of it. All right. Name. The name. Giovanni Plowman. Plowman, blah, blah, blah. Have you heard the name this week? Period, point blank.
No.
Maybe.
All right, Matthew, heard the name. That is the girl that earlier this week, she did a video on Facebook, pulled her tampon out of her and sucked the blood. But hold on, so. So all this week, there's been that video. There's been, like, people posting pictures like, if I get this many likes, my dad will take me to Disney World or get me a dog, blah, blah, blah. That's been all over Facebook this week, which has annoyed the fuck out of me. But this was the crazy part. The reason that she did suck the blood of her tampon, she said she did it for pleasure and for likes on Facebook. So now Giovanni Plowman is infamous, but it's just, you don't want to be infamous. You want to be famous. She's infamous. She's famous for the wrong reasons. What? I don't know. Just first, what do you think about that? Travis, could you record yourself jacking off and then, like,
at the last second
you blow the load in your face and post it on Facebook?
I just wouldn't do that for likes on Facebook. But see, I see where this girl's come from. You have people like Kim Kardashian, people who are just famous for being famous or famous for sex videos, I guess. So, I mean, if you do just want to be famous, that's a great way. That's a great non-violent way to get famous. See something
that's disgusting.
But then again, her fame isn't going to last unless she does some more shit.
Okay, but, all right, go ahead, Matthew. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Matthew.
I don't have anything to say. That bitch nasty.
Wow.
That's a nasty bitch, dog. To pull a tampon. Because I saw, unfortunately, I watched the video. And because, I don't know. I just watched it. I don't have a reason why.
I've seen it myself.
And, like it's like every second of the video is disturbing and gross.
Really?
Like when she pulls it out, and like when you see her face when she pulls it out, it's horrible. And then she starts. Oh my god! I think she put it in a cup and then she drank something. Like, bro, yeah. This is a nasty bitch, dog.
So I've seen the video too, and
I don't know, some real shit. I would not be surprised if she never gets married because of this video.
What? Come on!
I've seen the video. And
bad, man.
If everyone, the closest thing I could think that everyone freaked out the most about, like something similar to this, was the two girls one cup video, which I also have seen. I've seen both those videos. With that being said, I was able, like some, I've heard of people throwing up while they watch the video, all that stuff. I was able to watch both videos perfectly fine. It wasn't in like as the video was going on. I was perfectly fine with the part where she's like, this is my tampon, she pulls out herself. That's, you know, whatever. Periods happen, blah, blah, blah. Blood doesn't disturb me.
Wait, hold on. Do you get to see her coos?
No.
What the fuck?
That's not the part that disturbs. She's a chubby girl. I don't think you like her anyway, Travis. But.
She's not ugly, though.
But the.
So, hold on. I'm sorry to keep you in a row. But, Matt, you'd hit it?
What?
Would you hit it?
Matthew loves fat. Matthew's quote every week is, if you find this, it's like fucking a fat bitch. If you find it, it's blowjob from a fat bitch.
Yeah, but would you hit it, Matt?
What did Perry say?
Matthew, yes, we know Matthew would hit it.
No, I didn't hear what you said, though. What did you say?
That you love...
He was just quoting.
I was quoting you. I was saying that you would hit it, because every week he's like, if you find this, it's like, if you fuck a fat bitch, it's like finding $20 in your pocket.
I'm sorry, Perry. You're making a point. What was the point?
Okay, go ahead.
That's all I was saying. And what I was saying is about the video is that it wasn't like the period part, the blood part wasn't the disturbing. The disturbing part to me was when she just randomly stuck it in her mouth and started sucking it. That was the part that I started scratching my head, and I was just like, what the fuck is she doing? Like,
I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, because like
it's like you're looking at it, but you can't fully comprehend.
Like, I'm like, what's going
on? Somebody being this egregious. It's bad, man.
Yeah, like I've had a girlfriend before. I've had to go buy her like pads and stuff. I've done for friends. I've gone and bought pads and like, you know, tampon stuff. I have no problem doing like that part of the, you know, period. And like when people like, I'm on my period, some people freak out. They're like, period, don't talk about that. I don't know why. So I was perfectly fine when she pulled it out, but then it's once she stuck it in her mouth that I started scratching my head. And I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with this? What is she doing?
Okay, I haven't seen the video, but the way you're making it sound. Okay, so she doesn't show her vagina.
No, she just like reaches down. But she reaches down.
She could be reaching down for anything. This could be total bullshit.
That's also the, like, in the comments.
Oh, like you can hear like. Like, you can hear it. You can hear her pull it out. Like,
I'm sorry, but she
pulls it out, and it's like you hear this. Like,
so like Travis is.
She gets no credit from me.
Travis is stuck on the part that if he ain't see it, he ain't real. But here's the question. Here's the thing. So on YouTube, of course, there's people that commented. They're like, "That's not real. It's dye." And then one of the women, one of the girls, came in and was like, "That's not dye. A tampon soaks up dye." Blah 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 blah. Whatever. There's a big argument going on. Then there's another argument that like. Let's talk about now. She didn't do it for pleasure and likes. She did it because her boyfriend was like, "You better post another one of them damn videos of you eating." Like, I don't understand. Like, none of this shit makes sense. You know, all of this happened in the same week that fucking Manti Te'o gets on TV and like, "I have voicemails of my girlfriend." It's all okay. Stupid. This whole week has been dumb.
I want to hear what Cameron thinks.
What?
What you think about Cameron, the girl that sucked her blood?
I don't give a fuck. What?
I heard she goes to Texas State.
You?
I heard she goes to Texas State.
She's now going to be inducted into a society of vampires or something.
Okay, this is going to sound a little gross. I have not seen this video, and I've never seen Two Girls, One Cup, but I know what it entails. I would sooner drink my own blood than eat my own shit. So...
In a sense.
I need nourishment.
I understand. I don't know. Like I said, and yeah, that was the... I don't know.
I think you overslept with on it. Because yes, it is just sucking your own blood. Because when we're kids, like, maybe you get a little cut.
Yeah,
and
I still get a cut.
You might just lick it off or something like that. But the fact is, this is at least 17 years old. So you know better than to take a tampon out your pussy and put it in your mouth.
Yeah, take a tampon. These are things.
These are things that we know are wrong.
Yeah,
like people, you know, is wrong because this is only the second time that people have shown this. Like if thousands of girls were sucking their tampons, this would be nothing. But there's only been two, and it's disgusting.
Yeah,
you know, it's wrong. Like, nobody has to tell you don't pee in a toaster, but you don't pee in the fucking toaster. That's some shit, man.
So, Matt, it's pretty safe to say that you would never go down on a girl while she was on her period.
No.
That is super safe to say.
And the reason is the safest thing you could ever say in your life.
If you don't know anything else, you can say, I know Matthew's never hit the girl while she's on her period, and you would be absolutely correct.
That's right. And the reason, like I said, I'm comfortable with a girl on her period, blah, blah, blah. The reason I wouldn't go down on a girl while she's on her period, and the same reason...
You don't want to come up looking like a Comanche Indian?
No, that's not it. And the other reason that I'm scratching my head to this Giovanni Plowman thing is that the period blood, it's not just like regular blood. It's like the egg that exploded because it ain't impregnated. So that's a baby. That is a fucking baby she just sucked on. That is why... I wouldn't do it, but
arguably, if you come in a girl's mouth, that's also babies.
Yeah,
oh
but
my
that's also
god,
80%
I'm sorry,
protein.
We're making so uncomfortable.
It's also 80%. It's also 80% fucking protein. Nonetheless, all right. So it's a scientific fact. If you ever want to get a girl to swallow your cum, you tell her it's 80% protein. All right, but that's just okay. that was part of the crazy stuff that happened this week. Okay, not only did that happen earlier this week also, we had of course, as everyone that listens to this podcast, we're known predominantly in Houston. There's a community college here called Lone Star College, and
I had never heard of Lone Star College until like a week ago.
Really? Okay, well, there none of us here go to Lone Star College, you know, but also our our prayers and wishes, blah, 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 go out to people at Lone Star College that were hurt and devastated and emotionally distraught. But there was a shooting at Lone Star College, and it was when I saw it on the news that I was like, wow, that could have been HCC. Like, I could have lost Travis. I could have lost my best friend today. And I would have been heartbroken because I would have lost my best friend. It would.
You could have lost me too, Perry.
Yeah, I would have lost Matthew too. I would have lost Matthew too. But
no, fuck you, Perry.
I would have lost. I would have lost. Well, you're not the only two people I know that go to HCC, but I'm just. I was like,
but man, me and Travis go to the same one, and you say I could have lost Travis.
I could have lost Travis.
Man, I would have been hurt, man.
Or Matt, I guess.
I could have lost Matt. I could have lost Christian. Jana. I could have lost Oscar. I could have lost like tons of people. But I was just like, how crazy? Like, this isn't it kind of weird that like now this, because like, you know what, the shooting started. Where was the first one? The first one, like, UT has one like once a year, damn near. UT has them, and then like those.
Okay, yeah, UT had one, but the biggest one was the biggest one that kind of sparked this whole thing was the Batman.
Yeah, there was the Batman thing, and then there was like one in DC and like one in North Dakota, and there was one at Texas State. Even like it was just crazy how like all these shootings and like bomb threats and all this stuff is like just getting closer, and now they're at fucking community. And then the spring break. What the fuck is the school in New York or whatever? that school got shot. The little, like, now they're just at no bars. Like, Columbine's just starting over again.
Kids, well, it's made it to where it's like barely even news anymore. Like,
yeah,
somebody,
like,
someone else shot somewhere else.
It's happening. Oh my lord, that's how you feel?
No, I'm just saying that's kind of like the general opinion. Like,
that
I don't really get, like, why is this happening? What's prompting all these public shootings? Anyone got any ideas?
The Illuminati.
Crazy people.
Okay.
That would be weird. Like, if that happened, the one that the HCC I go to, that would be, I'd rather be in the building that Travis is in than the learning hub, because Travis's building is just one story.
Yeah, and yours is like three, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm on the third story, so that shit happens.
You'll see that boy on the news jump.
I'd make it though.
That was it. I'd make it though.
Well, back in high school, when I was busy not paying attention to anything, I used to think about what would happen if someone started shooting pretty much every day.
Really?
Think about that too.
Yeah, I used to think about it all the time.
You just had a Dylan Clabo mentality, like he's gonna walk through.
I understand.
You're saying you're not the shooter, but I'm just saying you're feeling like Dylan. Like one day in class, Dylan Clabo Jr. is gonna just stand up and be like, "Fuck you!" And this like shooting.
Dylan Clabo Jr. is the son of the guy that died at 17. Okay, whatever. Anyway.
Or
I'd see some fucked up shit in the hallway and be like, man, what if that guy comes back, starts shooting indiscriminately because you did that shit?
That's true. That's why I don't bully. Just like, well, one is because I'm not a bully. Two is just because I'm like, what if you fuck with that one person? Like, have you seen Billy Madison?
Yes.
he calls,
I know exactly where you're going.
Yes, like I do not want to fuck with the wrong person, and let alone he have the gun and be like, you fucking pushed me in pre-K and like fucking I'm the one dead. Like, I don't want that to happen.
I love that scene.
I used to think about that when I was in like the lecture room at UA, because like U of A doesn't have any security, not enough to properly man the campus. Like, they really need to do something about that. So, like, there's no metal detectors, nothing like that. So, like, somebody could easily just walk into, like, one of those large 500-room auditoriums.
Yeah.
And I was talking to one of my friends about it. Like, what if somebody had, like, an automatic handgun, and they sat in the middle of class and just stood up and started turning in a circle while they were firing.
I'm a tornado and just start spinning.
Like, you know an Iron Man when I think when they had the lasers out of their arms.
Yeah.
And like he tells Brody, he's like, get down, and he just lasers come out of his arms, he's just turning around and killing everybody.
That's what you think they'll put two assaults.
What if Iron Man just started shooting the school?
Like, what if something like that actually happened?
That's crazy.
Like, somebody, that's why I always sit by the doors.
Oh,
no matter what.
Yeah.
I always sit by the doors. Easiest case.
Yeah.
And then I think, well, what if it's a master plan and somebody's outside of the doors?
you always have backup.
Like, yeah, there's three doors on each side, and then there's the door that everybody comes in. So it's a death trap.
Dang.
So Matt, what if one day you say something on this podcast that someone just doesn't like so much?
Yeah, that mom is gonna like find you again on
that
Twitter.
That mom is packing.
Especially after your heartfelt, somewhat apology, somewhat don't give a fuck.
I dare her to find me, because if she does, if she tries to physically harm me, I will kill this bitch. I do not play about my life.
Meet me in the streets, Matt Jones.
It's going down. All right.
I'm going to call Travis up.
Hold on.
Why is Cameron so quiet? What's the matter with
Cameron? What do you think of all these shootings?
I don't care. That's what he's going to say.
Cameron.
I don't give a fuck.
I really don't care.
Well, Cameron, let's talk about something you do care about.
What do you care about,
Cameron? We need to hear your input. We need to hear you talking. We need you to get like mail. You know, I'm sure if you just You sent friend, like if you them? Sent if you sent page you know page requests for your friends to like on Facebook. Aaron,
we need
like
to get
it.
Our female listeners up, so you need to say something.
Oh Jesus Lord!
He's thinking about all his hoes. He doesn't have time to comment on this podcast. He has to think about managing.
Go on, Cameron. What do you want to talk about?
What do you mean? What do I want?
What do you want to talk about?
Well, this isn't a want thing.
It's a talk. Let's talk. We need to hear your input. We need to hear what's something Cameron likes to talk about.
What the hell?
Let's hear how was your day, Cameron? How have you been today? Did you wake up and have a good time with any of the women that was left over in your bed? Oh, or no? Lord. Did they leave in the morning?
You want to talk about Beyonce lip syncing?
We can talk about Legos being racist.
Okay, let's talk about how Legos are racist. Please explain. About this.
So apparently, there's a Star Wars set based off of Jabba the Hutt's palace with a little carbonite Han Solo in there. And apparently, the Turkish community is upset because it looks like a mosque in Istanbul. So they're calling it racist. I don't see how this is racist because race isn't implied in this at all. But, yeah. Star Wars has reached a new low. Or racism.
Atari Lynx? Wow, that does kind of... It looks like a Star Wars building. I'm sorry. Oh, well, actually, no. The side-by-side comparison, that doesn't really look like it at all. That looks like a building out of Call of Duty, which I guess is in the Middle East.
That's racist.
Wow.
Sorry, what the fuck do they want?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. That wasn't interesting. But, yeah. There you go.
Well, okay. Let's see. What else can...
You want to talk about J.J. Abrams directing Star Wars?
I don't care.
I heard about that. I heard about that. And... We'll see. He did pretty good with Star Trek, so I was happy with Star Trek. I'm happy about the second one coming out also. 2013 is just going to be a big entertainment year, like big for gaming and movies and music. There's a lot of albums I'm looking forward to. And of course, like gaming stuff.
Nintendo just announced all that crazy stuff.
Yeah, like all those, the remakes, the HDs and stuff. So,
yeah.
It'll be a fun year. We'll see how things go out.
Yeah, so I guess just go ahead and wrap up the podcast.
Really?
Sorry.
Dude, Jesus. I mean, this was like super short. It doesn't help. Cameron don't want to talk. Matthew, what you want to talk about?
Let's talk about disrespecting people's...
people. I feel like we covered that already.
This is different. Disrespecting. How far should somebody go with disrespect? A couple weeks ago, there was a basketball game between the New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics.
Okay.
And Kevin Garnett disrespected Carmelo Anthony and his household. He told Carmelo Anthony, in the heat of battle, "That is why your wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios." Oh. Do you believe that? Believe he went too far with this?
And if so, Honey Nut Cheerios are delicious.
I think he did go. I think with that aspect, he did go a little too far because that. Okay, I understand that in sports, bantering and stuff happens. Okay, but to be like, yo, bitch tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios. Yeah, those are fighting words. If I was a referee, I would have just straight up like been like, fuck, duke it out. And also, that would be a fun fight watching Carmelo and Kevin Garnett go at it because like Kevin Garnett's 6'11", and then Anthony's like 6'7". So,
how are you gonna get bent up about that? I've heard things 10 times worse on Xbox Live.
Yeah, of course. Also, that's also.
If this was Xbox Live, they'd be like, "Fuck your mother, you nigger faggot."
Xbox Live is a cruel place. It is hard.
Then you would accuse them of hacking.
At the same time, half of those people wouldn't say that shit to your face.
Yeah, that's another thing. On Xbox Live, you're protected by a micro... Unless in the scenario that, like, we're all in, where we're able to... We know each other. But most of the times, you know, it's some guy that's like, I'm in fucking Texas and I'm playing someone in North Dakota. Hell yeah, I could be like, you fucking faggot, you fucking suck, you hack. Yeah, of course I can suck.
Yeah.
You know, even little type shit, you know, you're not going to catch. There was that one guy in the UK that got knifed in Counter-Strike, so he hunted the guy down over the period of a year and stabbed him to death.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Oh, that's why I'm off of Xbox. That's why I am on PlayStation now.
Wait, he got killed.
That was on PC, not Xbox.
He got killed on Call of Duty, and he tracked this man for a year.
Yeah, he hunted him down over the period of a year, and then stabbed him to death.
How do you maintain symbolic. Being mad for
that's
that long?
That's the real thing. That's the real thing. Mad for a year?
How do you get mad for a year? That's my first. And I want to know how that stood up in court. Like, if he just got the first sentence out, like, he stabbed me at Counter-Strike, and the judge is like, fucking guilty. I wonder how far he got.
I want to know what that meeting was like. Like, hey, remember me?
No.
Yeah, probably not. He'll be like, do you remember... You know, bang, 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 27. Yeah, you stabbed me in the back a year ago, you bastard.
You know what you did.
you
like what?
You stopped my kill. Like, I don't understand. People are just.
It was October 4th. We were in team deathmatch. And like, what the?
My wife left me after she saw me die.
What?
That's crazy. That's something actually I've been actually curious about, Travis. Have you ever? You play like Xbox Live games. You have your mic in, and of course, you know when a girl talks, everyone loses it, and they're like, "Oh my god, a girl! Oh my god!" Do you ever think that you could hit it off with a gamer girl, like some girl you never met, never seen before, miles away? You ever think you could hit it off with a girl like that, Travis?
Like you said, you're not face to face, so, You know, people who aren't assholes. Like, it's like there's no gray. You're either an asshole or you're a pretty friendly guy on the internet in general, but like reasonable person. So yeah, I've hit it off with, you know, regular people. She could be a girl, sure. Over Xbox Live, but yeah, when a girl talks in a lobby. She just gets bombarded with messages and friend requests, like crazy. It's really just sad, but you know that's how it is.
It is.
I have a question.
Shoot,
Travis, why are you scared of female arms?
The same reason we all are. We're afraid of rejection. What you
it's
mean?
It's like their arms just kind of creep me out a little bit.
we're all afraid of. We all can't have that 6'3" build that Cameron has. And be surrounded by four at minimum,
beat it into the ground.
A minimum of four at a time. We all can't have that.
Lord Jesus,
where is Cameron? He's so damn quiet.
He's still here. He's just not talking. He's not interested. I don't know why he's not interested.
He's plotting and scheming.
He's gonna find me over a year. You remember me?
You would remember.
He's figuring out how to fuck these hoes, man.
Even more recently, in the UK, there was that dude who, like, he got killed by a kid in Call of Duty and went over to the kid's house because he lived, like, a few blocks, and he choked the kid out. He didn't kill him.
he choked him?
Yeah, it was, like, this little kid, like, you know, kids talk
you
shit
ever,
on.
You ever had one of those, like, strange encounters? Oh, because I've actually played Xbox before, and I was, like, you know, talking with one of the guys, and, like, we were talking, like, oh, I'm in Texas. Found out we went to the same church, so then, like, one time, we, like, scheduled a meeting. We was, like, alright, I'm gonna meet you by this camera. We met by the camera. We talked it out. I was, like, hey, man, so cool to meet you. It was just weird. It was weird, because I was, like, that's so crazy that, like, I met, out of the millions of people that play Xbox, I met someone who goes to my church. That was so cool. I don't know. It was so weird.
No. As a matter of fact, if I were to meet Matt...
That was the gayest story.
He also...
That was the gayest story.
He also looked enough... Like, when you hear him over Xbox, you're like, oh, this dude sounds like he's fucking 6'5", and, like, fucking a football... And I met him, he's like a fucking dwarf. Had, like, glasses.
Yeah, people say I sound white over Xbox Live.
No, that's not Xbox Live. That period. Claudia thought you sounded white. Everyone who listens
okay,
to
yeah,
the
people
pod.
Think I sound white. And, like...
That's because we enunciate our words.
I was in a chat with Cameron one time, and I think I might have...
dropped the N-bomb a few times, and there was another dude in there with us, and he was like, you know Testament's black, right? And I was like, yes, I'm also black.
I think it's because we enunciate our words, Travis. I don't know why. It's that edumacation we have.
Are you going to have Claudia back on the...
We
could. I don't know. We'll see.
On the podcast?
We could. We'll see. We almost had a girl today, but then eventually she was just like...
I didn't hear this story.
Well, okay, I have female friends. I don't have as many as Cameron does, of course. No one's on that level. But I have a couple female friends. And I was talking to one, and we had lunch today. And I was like, what are you about to do? And she's like, nothing. I guess I'll go take a nap. I was like, you should go be on my podcast. And she was like, that sounds cool. What do I got to do? And I was like, you got to download Skype. And then she was like, no, that sounds like a lot of work. And I was like, well, you can come into my room or whatever. And she was like, I could. But isn't Oscar there? And I was like, I think he's napping. She was like, nah. So now she's not here. She was like, maybe next week or whatever.
Cool story, bro.
I know, cool story. It was so sad. But also, with this girl, I've known her a while, so I think I've been firmly planted in the friend zone. So, it is what it is.
Well, maybe if she listens to this podcast, she'd be like...
Well, I don't know. It's like, okay, I'm sure Matthew and I'm sure Cameron probably has, and you probably also do also. It's like these girls that are in the friend zone that you know, you both know you're both in each other's friend zone, but...
I don't have a friend zone.
Okay, but... If, like, you know, one of them sent signs like, hey, I'm kind of interested in you, then you'd be like, hey, I'm interested in you too, back. But at the same time, you're perfectly fine in each other's friend zones.
I don't think that's a friend. I think a friend zone is more definite than that.
Well, that's how I
feel. Yeah.
A friend zone is like, we would never, ever, ever, ever have anything romantic.
I don't know. Well, that's just how I feel. I'm just like...
If I'm in a friend zone with somebody... I want to be in the friend zone. If I'm trying to talk to somebody and I get put in their friend zone, I just won't talk to you anymore.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know.
You break up with them?
I don't know. I mean, like, I feel like I'm in her friend zone. I'm not trying, but the thing is, I'm not trying to talk to her. But at the same time, which is where I'm like, you know, if she was like showing a sign and was like, man, I'm horny or something like that, then I'd be like, cool, let's go to my room, you know.
Cool.
All right. Cool. All right. Kick it.
Horny, you say?
Yeah, like that's just how I feel.
Let's go take care of that in my room.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just how I personally feel. Cameron, you still there?
Yes.
Tell us about these experiences you have with the opposite sex, where it's like,
my God,
you don't want to fuck them. But you keep them around. I'm just trying to do anything to get you to talk right now. I'm trying to provoke you to the best of my ability for another 12 minutes. It's all I want to make 12 more minutes. Please, can we just make that? Please?
No.
What? Who are you, the fucking grumpy cat? Nigga, you better talk for 12 minutes.
Want to just go out? This is Cameron's 12-minute rant.
Yeah, 12 minutes of random.
Cameron tells the world what he thinks.
Yeah, tell us what you think.
Then here's the thing.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was kidding.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, so we were talking about in sociology. It's called the something glass mirror effect. It's by some guy. And it was like how people perceive us. You know, Cameron, how do you perceive yourself?
I'm a nice guy.
That's cool. And what do you think? What do you think Matthew thinks about you?
I don't know. I get all the hoes.
Cameron, you are exactly right. That's exactly what I think about you.
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Actually, this is what I know about Cameron. I don't think this. I know this.
And now Cameron's going to start getting hate mail. Being like, you stay away from my daughter. She goes to Texas State.
Oh, yes, because all I wanted is just daughters come to my school and you'll never see them again.
That sounds like a kidnapper. That doesn't sound like a, that doesn't sound like a good
well,
guy.
Well, no one specified. I
that
didn't
doesn't
know.
Sound like a great guy.
From the pictures I've seen, it's already happened to 9 of them.
Oh,
you didn't see the one with ice cream. Oh, she's been kidnapped.
There was a girl with ice cream?
Oh, yeah. You missed her.
You just go to his room and never come out and do
yep.
that.
Yep. That's how he does it. He has like a bat. He has a bat cave in his closet. He's just like, I want to fuck you today. And he presses a button and she comes out.
Or we could be going about this totally wrong, and Cameron is actually a cannibal. He eats white women.
That escalated quickly.
Either side of the spectrum.
Wow. All right, Travis. You haven't found any news, period, point blank.
I told you. I mean, you got shit like Beyonce and Star Wars.
It was just Beyonce. So basically, like, the Giovanni Plama thing was our best story for this week.
I mean, it certainly got us talking. It's interesting.
Oh, man. We need some emails, you guys. You guys have to email us.
Or don't.
Podcast. Or just don't. Yeah, we'll keep continuing having the episodes like this where, you know, it's basically... with Cameron, what is the matter with you?
What do you mean?
Are you depressed?
No.
What's the matter?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we do now. I mean, it's just like you're not talking. I mean, like... I've been on fucking Suicide Watch for the past week, and even I'm having a great time today. And then probably after it's over, I'll go back to Suicide Watch, but...
Suicide Watch?
Suicide Watch. I've been messaging Travis on the daily, like, I'm gonna do it today. He doesn't believe me. I don't believe myself, actually.
Terry's being ridiculous.
If you know me as
Do you talk to any girls at school?
I just had lunch with one today, yeah. I just feel like...
Oh.
That's also...
So why are you on Suicide Watch?
Because I can be. Anyways, so that's partially why, like, the Suicide Watch thing is not... That's why I think Travis really... Because he knows me well enough that if I've ever said I'm going to do something, I do it immediately, which means that if I'm still talking, I haven't killed myself. Because that's how this podcast started. Travis was like, let's do a podcast. And surely enough, we went and looked up the stuff. We did it.
I don't think that's happened. I don't think that's how it happened. I think Charles was like, why aren't we recording this? And then you just, like you said you were going to do it and you started recording it.
Yeah, basically that was it. So, you know, obviously I don't really have the intentions to commit suicide because I'm really not going to. If I was going to commit suicide, though, I would have been dead. You guys would have been known it, because just been no one would have heard from me. But yeah, I talk to women. It's just like there's certain girls that I have mood swings. It's like some days I'm like I'm on. I feel it. I can talk to you. I talk to you. Talk to you. Talk to you. Get your number. Cool. And then there's other days I'm just like that girl wouldn't give me the fucking time of day. And, you know, it's just like.
I think it's time. To put this thing to bed.
All right.
Let's euthanize this podcast.
Just stop. Stop doing that. Just stop it. All right. So thank you again, listeners, for listening to another great episode of Amplit.
Man, it's all right.
I enjoyed it nonetheless. All right. So thanks again for listening. Thank you again for sending hate mail to Matthew. Of course, if you want to continue to send... us some contact information like hate mail, DMs, or just anything on Facebook, period. You can look us up on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. Cameron's Twitter, of course, is goddamn Cam. Matthew is Sir_Mojo. Travis is 2 feet tall, underscores in between. I am not the platypus. Underscores in between. You find us on Facebook, Twitter. Like our page on Facebook. It's at facebook.com/amplitpodcast. Don't forget to email us at amplitpodcast@gmail.com. It'll be in the description. Thanks again for subscribing on iTunes and Podomatic, and we will see you guys next week.